Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
If you've been in a relationship with a narcissist, it's likely they have told you lies. Lies which you believed at the time, as they subtly place themselves as the authority in your life. A narcissist is known for speaking lies. Some might even say they are habitual liars. Of course, it never comes across as lies at the time, and we may have believed them until we saw through them. Maybe it was one lie that was just too ostentatious, and that was the very thing that set off the alarm, that maybe it was a lie. An untruth, something meant to derail you and to change your way of thinking. That lie was the very thing that brought about truth, fortunately. That lie they told was the crack in the foundation, and things began to shift at that moment. Let's discuss the common lies a narcissist tells, lies you may have once believed or still struggling to see today. I've got four, and the last one goes out to Gabby Petito, so stay tuned to the end. Note, some of these lies may be covert or indirect. A narcissist may not come out and directly say the lie. There may be innuendos through manipulation to get you to believe their viewpoint. Please also check out the video, Will the Narcissist Change? It should be linked on the top right of your screen. So let's get into it. The first lie is, it didn't happen like that. One thing that a narcissist loves doing is reframing events, stories, past historical events, and recreating it with their convincing viewpoint. A narcissist is convincing, and yes, charismatic too, and their story is told with such ease that it's hard not to believe their viewpoint. It's often well documented and may contain 90% truths, but there is a portion that is a lie. What makes this so difficult is when in a healthy relationship, there is common sharing and open communication about events, feelings, thoughts, etc. When in a relationship with a narcissist, it's at this very time of open conversations and sharing and being vulnerable that a narcissist chooses to reframe the events to suit their purpose, unbeknownst to the victim. What the victim may hear is, I was wrong. I misunderstood. Geesh, I was way off. And they may believe the narcissist. This gaslighting is by purpose and design. It's to create a foothold where you doubt what you think and what you feel, even what you see. It's devised to get you to lose yourself and to believe what the narcissist says and even go against your own intuition. Second, the second lie is no one will ever believe you. A narcissist does not want their story to be told. That is, the inner story of what really goes on in the home under the radar when others are not present. And in order for the story to not be told, they have created methods so that if the story were to ever, quote, leak out, others would disbelieve it. A narcissist has an outward facade in public, their public persona. And it's generally one that is charismatic, clever, filled with witty speech. They may even appear to be fun and loving with an endearing personality. They have this persona so that no one would believe that they may not be acting in the same style at home when no one else is around. If you were to share your story with others, they may disbelieve your story because they see the narcissist in the best of light by design. A narcissist knows what they are doing. This disbelief by your associates may further gaslight you into believing you are making things up or that things are not as bad as you claim them to be. So we have a situation where we have gaslighting on top of gaslighting. The narcissist has set up this plan to keep you enslaved to the abuse so that you'll remain in the relationship and have no one to turn to should things go awry. Third, it's all your fault. That's the lie. So have you heard, if you had only done X, then I wouldn't have to do Y, right? A narcissist is keen in flipping the script. If they are called out on a behavior, they are known for not only failing to take responsibility for it, but to turn the conversation around on you, where it's your fault. They want you to feel responsible for their actions. If you've been so bold to have a conversation with a narcissist on something they did or said, they will have a plethora of tactics to turn things around in their favor. They may belittle you for even bringing up the subject. They might minimize your question. They may toss in a joke to laugh and mock at your expense. They might stonewall you or even go into a narcissistic rage, to name a few. Have you ever asked a narcissist a question? Then the conversation has turned around on you and you are now apologizing for the very thing that started the conversation. This is common when dealing with a narcissist. The narcissist is deliberately creating the belief that it's your fault. Their tactic may work for a time until we realize it's a setup and a lie. At the root, a narcissist does not want to be held accountable for words they spoke or actions they took. They don't want to be held accountable because then it might mean they would have to make changes to their behavior, which they are not inclined to do any day going forward. They would rather deflect and avoid responsibility as long as they can. The fourth lie is you cannot start a blog. I chose to use this as an example due to the recent press regarding the Gabby Petito and the Brian Laundrie story. But it goes to show that a narcissist will try to prevent you from following a dream or desire you have. It doesn't have to be a blog. It can be anything from starting a hobby garden to changing careers to learning a new skill. A narcissist will put you down so you don't succeed or even attempt to try to succeed at something to prevent you from moving forward with it. If you were looking to start a blog or podcast, by the way, because you have a story to tell, I have links in the description below so you can start yours today. This is Lynn. This is the Moving Forward with Hope podcast. Join us. Learn more about us at movingforwardafterabuse.com. We'll see you in the next video. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level. Drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn, signing off.